From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama says lawmakers still have differences over health care overhaul legislation. He invited Democratic senators to the White House today, saying Congress is close to historic legislation.
The final bill won't include everything that everybody wants. No bill can do that. But what I told my former colleagues today is that we simply cannot allow differences over individual elements of this plan to prevent us from meeting our responsibility to solve a longstanding and urgent problem for the American people.
He warned that failure to pass a bill means health care costs will increase for Americans. The White House has announced the federal government is acquiring the Thompson Correctional Center, a state prison in western Illinois. It'll be used to house a limited number of Guantanamo Bay detainees. NPR's David Shaper reports.
Thompson is a small town along the Mississippi River, about 150 miles west of Chicago. Construction on the maximum security state prison there was completed in 2001, but the state hasn't had the money to fully staff and operate the facility. Right now, it holds only about 200 minimum security inmates. An aide to Senator Durbin says the federal government would purchase the Thompson prison from the state to house no more than 100 of the suspected terrorists now held at Guantanamo Bay. That part of the prison would be run by the military, while the Federal Bureau of Prisons would use other parts of the facility to house other federal convicts. State officials predict the deal could create 3,000 new jobs. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Police in Pakistan were granted more time by the Pakistani court today to question five Americans held on suspicion of ties to Islamist militants. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Sources familiar with the investigation say that a court has given Pakistani investigators another 10 days to interrogate the Americans. The suspects, aged 18 to 25, were arrested in the city of Sargodha last week and booked under Pakistan's Criminal Conspiracy Act, according to investigators. But the men have yet to be formally charged. Police sources in Sargodha say that seized computers and cell phones reveal that the Americans had contacts with banned Pakistani extremist groups. Sargodha police say that two of the groups, Jaish-e-Mohammed and Jamaat-ud-Dawa, refused to allow the five Americans to join them. Authorities believe the suspects had planned to travel to Pakistan's northwest frontier province and join what the jailed Americans allegedly told police was a jihad. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
A spokesman for Christian minister Oral Roberts says the evangelist has died. Oral Roberts was 91. The founder of Oral Roberts University was hospitalized last weekend after a fall. He had broken bones and had pneumonia. On Wall Street, just before the close, the Dow Jones Industrials were down 49 points at 10,451. The Nasdaq was down 11. This is NPR. A new report found gaps in the nation's ability to deal with the H1N1 flu pandemic. That includes the chance of a new wave of swine flu if it occurs this winter. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
According to the nonprofit Trust for America's Health, the federal government has already distributed 80% of the special face masks called N95 respirators that hospitals use to prevent flu transmission. About a quarter of the national stockpile of surgical face masks have also gone out the door, as well as most supplies of the child version of the drug Tamiflu. Trust for America's Health says there are no plans to replenish these stockpiles before a possible third wave of pandemic flu in the coming months. A spokesman says supplies of Tamiflu for adults seem adequate. In its latest report, the advocacy group says more than half the states have cut public health funding in the past year. Many states fell short on the group's measures of flu preparedness. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Boeing's new 787 jetliner took off from an airfield in Washington State today on its maiden flight. It didn't complete its full test run. Boeing landed the plane early because of bad weather. The 787, or Dreamliner, is 2 years late in delivery. Boeing has had problems with airline parts and labor disputes. A Rome hospital says Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi will go home tomorrow. The Italian leader is recovering from an attack by a man who has been claimed to be mentally ill. He threw a sharp figurine into Berlusconi's face. The Prime Minister's doctors say he is in pain but recovering. The man accused of attacking Berlusconi has apologized for his, quote, superficial, cowardly, and rash act. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.